I'm Melissa Harris-Perry. This is The Takeaway. Earlier this month, the Pentagon announced it would be closing the Red Hill Fuel Facility in Hawaii amid a contamination crisis affecting thousands of people in Oahu. The facility, which consists of 20 massive tanks, is located just 100 feet above the primary drinking aquifer in Oahu. For years, petroleum has been found in the water supply. Native Hawaiians have demanded the dismantling of the World War II-era facility with months of protesting, including a demonstration outside the headquarters of the U.S. Pacific Fleet in December. To better understand the contamination crisis, we spoke with an expert close to the issue.
My name is Dr. Kamana Maikalani Beamer. I am the Dana Nihal Chair at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. I'm also a member of Oahu Water Protectors and Ko'ohe Hawaii.
Dr. Beamer walked me through how the contamination crisis began.
We really should go back to the beginning of the construction of these tanks. There are 20 tanks. They're gigantic in size, roughly 250 feet tall and about 100 feet wide. Each of these tanks can hold about 2.5 million gallons of fuel. And they were constructed in the midst of World War II, finished in 1943. And over the years, they've been broken down and corroded. They're steel tanks that are sort of lined with concrete. And because of our, you know, salt water environment, they've just corroded and leaked over time. You know, leading up to where we are today in 2022, there's been successive leaks, probably in the area of 180,000 gallons of fuel that have been spilled out of these tanks. And they sit 100 feet above Oahu's most important sole source aquifer, really the source of drinking water for nearly 400,000 residents of Oahu Island. And, you know, in 2014, I was a member of the State Water Resource Management Commission. And at that time, about 27,000 gallons of fuel leaked out of the tanks and was unaccounted for. And, you know, it was really all hands on deck. Our local regulators and then politicians sounded the alarm. But unfortunately, over time, just the power of the military-industrial complex, and I think some people's trust, allowed these tanks to really go unaddressed. The EPA got involved, our Hawaii State Department of Health, and the Navy, and they signed an agreement called an Order of Authorization of Consent. That was really a plan that many people spoke out against. It was going to allow the Navy another 20 years to deal with these leaks. But, you know, at that time, our Water Commission was really promised that we'd never have a catastrophic leak, you know, that they had the most thorough and robust systems in place to prevent any future spills. And we were promised that they would never, you know, allow their own servicemen and women to be poisoned because we all drank out of the same aquifer. You know, however, none of those things were truthful. And, you know, in late 2021, right around Thanksgiving, actually, service men and women on base started to report, you know, the smell of fuel coming out of their kitchen sinks, their showers, their bathtubs. And that's really where, you know, this whole thing unraveled. At that time, initially, the Navy said, well, the water was safe. About a day later, they said, there's no evidence the water isn't safe. It took weeks to get the test results that came out of the wells. And when they initially came back, they were over 350 times safe drinkable limits for petroleum hydrocarbons, which, to be frank, no one should ever drink.
Talk to me about the impacted populations. Service members, yes, but what has this meant for Indigenous Hawaiians?
The military has a long and complex history. With Kanaka, you know, with Kanaka Maoli, with Oʻiwi, with Native Hawaiians. And some of us have served in the military. My own grandfather, you know, was in World War II and passed away as a result of the, you know, radioactive testing across the Pacific during that time when they were developing these massive weapons of war. So some of our indigenous Kanaka, you know, also consumed the water and were affected. And this is a travesty. You know, this is the most severe attack on our public trust resources that we've ever had in our islands. And people were sickened, pets hospitalized. There are still schools across Oahu that have no safe drinking water, no water in the schools. So it's a major travesty. But from a Native Hawaiian broader worldview and perspective, you know, our ancestors really looked at water as the most precious resource. And, you know, we deified natural systems and resources because they gave our islands and our people life. So one of our sayings is Ole I Kauai, and that translates roughly to living because of water. And our ancestors really understood that that's not just about people living, that's about, you know, the unique niche ecosystems that exist across our islands, from ankylline shrimp to, you know, these amazing o'opo fish that, you know, swim up our streams and, you know, let their eggs down into the near shore environments. Our islands are tremendously, you know, connected. We're high islands, and water is really what allows life to survive, you know, in the middle of the Pacific, the most physically isolated islands on the planet.
Are people getting sick?
At one of our recent rallies, there was a mother, you know, her husband was out on active duty. I believe he was in a submarine and may not even have known that his family, you know, drank contaminated water. She shared the results of, you know, her daughter's recent testing for petroleum, you know, that she had ingested, and still had really high counts and lingering effects from the jet fuel she consumed as a result of this contamination. So many people got sick.
Has the Navy responded in a way that is both seeking to remediate and to make amends?
The truth is, even after they had spilled in May of 2021, the Navy was in the midst of this contested case hearing with the Department of Health. And although they had promised full transparency, you know, after 2014, and that they wanted to work, you know, very closely with the community, the truth is that, you know, Hawaii officials were only made aware of these leaks that were happening in May because of whistleblowers. You know, brave, I don't know if it was a service man or woman, but they were confidential whistleblowers that leaked, you know, the news that even in the midst of this contested case hearing, the Navy was withholding evidence. And the Department of Health at that time wasn't going to approve the underground storage permits for these tanks. And the Navy was, you know, withholding this evidence. So really this crisis became prior to, you know, jet fuel coming out of people's sinks, where there was clear evidence of it. You know, the disclosures were happening because of whistleblowers. And so the Navy has not, unfortunately, been transparent. But, you know, once people did consume fuel and they were, you know, sort of forced to have to address the issue, you know, at one point, the Secretary of the Navy came out to our islands, and this is almost difficult for me to say, and I'm not quoting him verbatim, but it left such an extreme feeling of distrust and disgust, you know, when he visited our islands, and he said this in an open, under questioning, where he said, you know, it's not the fuel in the tanks that are making people sick. It's the fuel in the water. It was really in poor and bad taste. So I'm not trying to be disparaging in any way. But for a leader to do that in the midst of this crisis was really unfortunate. But now, you know, after these courageous calls for the decommissioning of tanks, so you had these community groups that formed, Oahu Water Protectors and Ko'o Hawaii, and, you know, we began holding rallies and events across the islands. We tried to make them as COVID safe as possible, with social distancing and masking. And we did a die-in event and a rise-up event to symbolize, you know, if we don't have clean, safe water on our islands, there can be no life. But they really started to garner the attention, I think, of the broader public. And, you know, the head of the U.S. military has called for the formal decommissioning of the tanks. So, you know, it shows the importance, I think, of community activism.
Dr. Kamanamai Kalani Beamer, who is professor at the University of Hawaii and a member of the Oahu Water Protectors, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.